Okay, let's get started with Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph. Chagiga Yud Aleph. So again, we're going to talk about a topic that relates to general mitzvos and Torah, relating to yesterday's Mishnah and today's Gemara. So the Mishnah said on yesterday's Daf, different areas of Torah have a certain amount of Torah Shebichsav about them and a certain amount of Torah Shebal Peh about them. The Mishnah says, Heter Nedarim Parchin Ba'avir Vein Lam Al Mashi Yismochu. The heter nedarim, the idea of that a mumche, a rabbi, could get rid of a neder, is flying in the air, meaning it's not based on any text in the Torah. Ve'elam hashem yisimochu hilcha Shabbos chagigos meilos harehem kahararim matluyim besara hilcha Shabbos. They're like a mountain hanging on a hair. What does that mean? Shein mikra muad v'halachas rubos. There's a little bit of sukkim. There's a pasuk that says don't do malacha. What is that? Okay, Mesechah Shabbos, Mesechah Erevin, and so much more. So there's a little bit, right? Other areas, Dinim, Avodos, Taras, Tumas, Taras, Arayas, Yesh Lama Mashiach Mocho. There's plenty of psukim there, as the Mishnah describes. And the Gemara goes through what exactly is not beferish about Shabbos or Me'ilah, what is learned out. And the Gemara on today's daf also, where the Gemara talks about, let's say, Mikra Muat, Vahalachas Merubos, Tana, Negaim Va'alos, Mikra Muat, Vahalachas Merubos, and the Gemara goes through Negayim, has many psukim. What exactly is beferish? What exactly is learned out? The Gemara goes through each of these areas: dinim, avodos, etc. So I thought maybe we'll talk about it a little bit, the relationship between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh, and the different parts of Torah itself. The Gemara is emphatic about what is included, what is not included. So there is a Tosefta, and that's really the topic of our discussion today. The Tosefta says in Maseches Sanhedrin in the 7th Perek, quoting a line out of context. There is a detailed machlokas there between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Is it appropriate for a Talmud to ask a Rebbe a question out of context? He's giving a shir on Me'ilah, and you can ask him a question about Paraduma. Or if there are two questioners that come to a Rebbe at once, one's asking a question about the shir that was just given, one's asking a question about some totally different topic. What order does the Rebbe answer the question in? But in that context, the Chachamim say, Kala Torah Kula Inyan Echad. All of Torah is one unit. So you ask about something that's called Shalok Inyan. Nah, it's all one anyway. Kala Torah Kula Inyan Echad. Not saying that we dafka paskin that way, but there is a concept like that, that all of Torah is fits together and it is part of one unit. The Gemara also says in the beginning of Maseches Brachas on Daf Hey, the Gemara says, Rabbi Amar Levi Bar Chama Amar B'Shem Ben Lakish, Mai Dechsiv, Ve'etna Lecha Es Luchos Ha'Even, Vahatorah, Vahamitzvah, Asher Kasafti Lahorosam. By Har Sinai, I will give you the Luchos and the Torah and the Mitzvah that I wrote to teach you. And the Gemara there darshins, every word in that pasuk is part of the Torah that Moshe was given. What was that? Luchos Elu Aseres Adibros. Torah, Zemikra. Mitzvah, Zemishnah. Meaning, Mishnah was given at Har Sinai. Asher Kasafti, Elu Nevi'im Uksuvim. That's even bigger chiddush. Nach was given at Har Sinai. It didn't happen yet. Right? So what does that mean? So obviously it doesn't mean the stories were given at Har Sinai. But everything we learn from Nach was given at Har Sinai. Lohorosam ze Talmud. So every word. Mikra, Mishnah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, Talmud, Melameh, Shekulam, Nitnu, L'Moshe, Misinai. All of Torah is a unit. All of that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So let's talk about this for a little bit. Number one, it's all a package. All parts of Torah form one unit and form a package. Mentioned this before, maybe in a shir last week or 2 weeks ago, the Chavetz Chaim's mashal. The Chavetz Chaim gives a mashal that all of Torah is a photograph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chavetz Chaim lived at the beginning of photography, and all of Torah, imagine you take a picture, and if you're missing any part of the picture, if somebody's cut off, then somebody's missing, or you don't get the full picture. All of Torah, all different parts of Torah make up the full picture of how we understand Hashem and how we understand His engagement with us. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh mentions this idea beautifully on the pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Kol HaMitzvah Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Yom. All the mitzvah. What is Kol HaMitzvah? So Rashi quotes Chazal, Kol HaMitzvah, Ein HaMitzvah Nikra La Misha Gomra. Right? Kol HaMitzvah means you got to finish the mitzvah, the whole mitzvah. Don't start a mitzvah and don't finish it. right? Kol ha-mitzvah. I mean, even if you can't finish it, you have to start it, then we have to do the most we can. But even if we're not, if we have the opportunity to finish it, we have to try to finish it, because Eina mitzvah nikra ela misha gomra. But our Chaim HaKadosh has a different shot on that pasuk. Kol ha-mitzvah. Achein heino ish Moshe hiskil b'libos b'nei adam. Moshe Rabbeinu had a very insightful attitude. Ki ruach echad yit'em k'kachatan k'gadol. Because there's a very dangerous mentality that some people have. V'hu sulam lahamit b'avodas Hashem v'lotes miderech hachayim. And it minimizes people's avodas Hashem. What is that attitude? Hu gibi asos adam mi mitzvahs hei mitzvahs Hashem. Bezo gimol. When somebody does a couple of mitzvahs, and somebody's really good at those mitzvahs. Somebody excels in a certain area of Avodas Hashem. They might start thinking something very negative. They'll become lazy, and they'll think, you know, I'm a tztaka guy. I'm a tztaka guy. That other area, that's for other people. This is me. This is my area. Uma gam im yu biyadam kama vakama mei mitzvos shetamali nafsham biksas mei mitzvos umad pasa negaze uveprat b'leiv ha'ochel b'toras Hashem lahavzos ha'mitzvos akalos berosam shem lomdei toro makayim ro mitzvos. You know what I learned? You know who I am? You know how many rishonim and achronim I learned? So we'll think, oh, I do this mitzvah, I'm great in this area, so I don't have to focus on the other area. Says the Aruch Chaim, all of Torah is a package. We can't focus on one. Okay, we could, certain mitzvahs could connect to us in a deeper way, but we're all different personalities. But it doesn't mean that we can't, we can just let the other ones go. Right? We know, the Zohar tells us, he quotes, that the 248 limbs and the 365 sinews in our body are all connected to another mitzvah and another avera. Right? And those mitzvahs and all averas give life to the body. And he explains, Yishar Adam b'vol leber echad ugid echad ezem mechush. O machov. Let's say one of my limbs, one of my sinews is hurting me. V'yitzach libo b'oivavoy mimachovo. And I'm in pain. I'm complaining. Hayim yikabel ma'ana letzako ba'omar lo. Halolucha ramach evarim. V'hayim mehem ramaz shlemim. Right, you go to a doctor, you say, my pinky is killing me. The doctor's like, I see that, but you have nine other fingers. What are you complaining about? You have nine fingers that don't hurt. And you have 10 toes. What's the big deal? He's like, no, but my finger's hurting. And he tells you, but you have 19 other digits that are fine. What are you complaining about? Says the Aruch Chaim, we'd go to another doctor. Right? We wouldn't say, right? Let's say you go to a dentist and you have a toothache. Right? What? All your teeth look fine. So you have one that's got a hole in it with a big cavity. Okay, live with it. It's okay. All the other ones are okay. No, but this is affecting my entire body. Because everything's connected. So, same thing with mitzvahs. You know, I have one mitzvah with a hole in it. I have one mitzvah that's rotting. Right, so does that mean that I could just let it go? No. Ukashem Shein Shuvas Brius Ramaz Moelas Lahavir Hergish Ke'ev Ha'ever Atashlum Ramach. Just like 247 limbs being okay will not help out if that 248th one is hurting me. Kemochein Lo yashlimu ramaz mitzvahs asay lechisaron echad tashlum ramach v'chein le'en the 365 v'cholu, because all of Torah is one package, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. So what's included in that package? So let's just go step by step. But again, everything, but step by step. Number one, on a basic level, Torah Shebichsav. All of Torah Shebichsav is included in that package. It is a unit. The Ramban reflects this. The Ramban, in a well-known comment in his introduction to the Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says on a Kabbalistic level that all of Torah spells out the name of God. Right? We don't know what that means. But the Ramban says if you put all the letters of the Torah together, and you don't read it like we read it, Bereshis, Bara, Elohim, you just put it all together, it spells out the name of God. And you can read it differently. And he gives an example, even the first pasuk, Berosh Yisbara, instead of Bereshis Bara. You just switch around the letters. So the Ramban says, all of Torah, on a Kabbalistic level, spells out the name of Hashem, and that is why the halacha is that a Torah is nifsal, if it's missing a letter as an extra letter, even if it doesn't change the meaning of the word. Right? If it's supposed to say Aaron with a vav, and it spells it without a vav, it doesn't change the meaning of the word. Doesn't matter. It changes Shmoshav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It changes the name of Hashem. So all of Torah Shebichsav is a unit, right? The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, What's the source that if even one person learns Torah? Remember the Gemara? When 10 people are together, Hashem's there. And even when there are 3 people together, and even if there are 2 people together, and even if there's one person learning Torah, then Hashem is with that person. What's the source for that? B'chol ha'makom asher askir eshmi avoy lecha v'ra'ticha. Askir eshmi, my name. The Torah is called Hashem's name. B'chol ha'makom asher askir eshmi. Right, we say in Birchas HaTorah every morning, Yodei Shemecha. Right, Lom Dei Sarasecha and Yodei Shemecha. Those who know God's name. That's another way of saying people learn Torah. Knowing God's name. Because of Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. The Gemara in Brachas, Salvation, was Medayik also. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that what's the source for saying Birchas HaTorah every morning? Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havugoda Lelokenu. When I call out the name of Hashem, that's the source for Birchas HaTorah. The same pasuk is quoted in Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin, that when we hear the name of the Hashem from the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, we have to bow down. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havugoda. The same pasuk. Same pasuk teach me say Birchas HaTorah, and when you hear Shem Hashem, you have to bow down, because it's the same halacha, Rav Soloveitchik said. Because hearing Torah, learning Torah, is connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, that is the area of Torah Shebichsav, which is all one unit. If you look interesting in the Hakdama of the Nachal Esan, which is Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer on the halachas of Egla Arufa. He also says the same idea. He says, he quotes from the Sefer Chasidim, which I think we probably mentioned at the beginning of Moed Katan, that there are certain areas of Torah that are muznach, that people don't focus on. He calls it a meis mitzvah. So certain mesechtas, certain areas of Torah are meis mitzvahs, because you can't just leave them out. You can't just say, that's not me. So he says he felt Egla Rufa was like that. So what a wrote the whole Sefer on the laws of Egla Rufa, because he wrote many svarim on areas of halacha that nobody else wrote on, because he wanted to bring it to the fold. He wanted everybody to realize that it's all part of the package. And Torah Shebichsav obviously is a more limited unit, but Nach is also included in that. Part of Mikra, as we learned in the Gemara, Nach is also part of that. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Akdama has the mashal based on a Rashi in Maseches Tainus that Nevi'im and Ksuvim to Torah is like Brises to Mishnah. Right, the sources of all the ideas of the expanded discussions of the Tanoim could already be found in the Mishnah. You just got to work hard to uncover it. So too, the ideas of Nevi'im and Ksuvim are found in the Torah. That is all Torah Shebichsav. But of course, Torah Shebal Peh is also part of the unit. Right, as we learned in these dafim that we're learning right now, some is Torah Shebichsav, some is Torah Shebal Peh, different areas of halacha. There's Gemara Maseches Gittin. There's a Machlokes. Amar Balazar, Torah Bichsav Umiyat, Rov Bichsav Umiyat Al Peh. Rav Balazar says, most of Torah is Bichsav, and a Miyat, a minority, is Torah Shebal Peh. Shenamar Achtov Lo Rubi Torasi. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rov Al Peh Umiyat Bichsav, the opposite. Rov is Bal Peh and Miyat Bichsav. So, however you understand this Gemara, which hopefully we'll try to talk about, but when there's a Rov and a Miyat, that means together they make a unit. Together they make a unit. The majority and the minority, we need both of them to make the whole, to make the kol. So that Gemara, however you understand it, reflects that Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh go together. The question that is asked by Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, that there are many answers to. Tosfos says in the same daf in Shabbos, daf Peches, the pasuk says Nasa v'Nishma, right? The Gemara expands on Nasa v'Nishma, but on the same daf is the Chazal from the previous parsha, in Parshas Yisro, Vayitziatzu b'sach d'sahar, Malamet shakafa kadosh baruch hu aleihem sahar kigigis. Hashem put the mountain over our heads like a barrel. And asked Tosfos, the Medrash asked the question, so which was it? Was it Nasa v'Nishma? Was it kafa aleihem har kigigis? Was it forced or was it willing? Many answers to the question. Tosfos has his answer, but if you look at the Medrash in Noach, and if you look in the Chizkuni in Parshas Yisro, he says, well, we were ready to take Torah Shebichsav. That was Nasa v'Nishma. But Nasa Torah Shebal Peh, that had to be forced upon us. Once we bought into the system of Torah Shebichsav, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell us, it's one unit, it's one package. If you take one, the other one goes along with it. The Yishlomar Torah Shebal Peh lo kiblu adayin, says the Chizkuni, and that's what we had to accept. And that's what the Ben Yehoyada says on that Gemara beautifully. He says that's why the imagery that Chazal give us is that Hashem held a mountain over our heads like a barrel. Why a barrel? Why not he held a mountain over our heads like a mountain? Right? What is the extra word barrel, teach me. So he says, V'yishlener li v'siyata d'shmaya, ki em kiblu Torah shebechsav, kafi ma sheyagidu amikros, kamo akaron. We accept the Torah shebechsav like the Karaites, to azli basar pshat hamikra. V'lo hayirot l'kabel Torah shebal peh. Asher b'chol teva v'teva shal hamikra, told about tili tilim shal halachas, and every word of Torah are mountains of halachas. We said, Nasav v'nishma Torah shebechsav. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, the mountain overhead is like a barrel. What's a barrel? A barrel, you just see the outside. You see the wood, you see the metal, but the ikar of the barrel, obviously, are the billions of droplets inside the barrel that are contained in the outside. Nirmaz, that's Torah Shebechsav is the barrel. Torah Shebal Peh is inside. There's so much in there that's behind. Lerbos lam kshakol teva v'teva shalamikra. He kamo gigas. Sheish la beis kibol. It's like a receptacle. Umetilim latocho yayin asher nekabel kabbas Torah Shebechsav. And that's also why the imagery is used. And if it's to force the Torah Shebal Peh, that's why dafka barrel is used. So again, Torah Shebal Peh is included in this unit. And again, many in our history have tried to break the connection and say that the unit is only Torah Shebechsav, not Torah Shebal Peh. And obviously, those are not around in Judaism anymore. But now, even one step further, not only Torah Shebechsav, not only Torah Shebal Peh, even Dinim Derabanan are included in this mosaic, in this larger unit of Torah. The Rambam in the Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnah talks about five parts of Torah Shebal Peh. What are the five parts of Torah Shebal Peh? The Rambam says. So the first two are pretty close, but they're different. The Rambam has them as two categories. The Rambam says number one is Pirushim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Pirushim that we have down all the way going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Category two is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So what's the difference between those two? Does both sound similar? They're from Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says, well, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, if I gave you a million years, you would still never be able to figure it out. You're never able to figure it out. How do you know Machitza is ten tefachim? Achila is a kezias. How do you know what Nisach Haya Amayim on Sukkis? These are all totally new things that you can never figure out. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There's no remez in the pasuk. You wouldn't have been able to study the Torah and come up with them. That's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, those are different halachas that also come from Moshe Rabbeinu, but you probably could have figured it out over time. But the Gemara talks about Ayin Tachas Ayin, an eye for an eye, that's money. Right? Would I have been able to figure that out? Probably. Most other legal systems of the world also hold that. They don't take an eye for an eye literally. Right? So I could have figured that out. Priyei Tzadar, right, is an esrog, a beautiful fruit. Okay, an esrog is a beautiful fruit. I mean, there are a lot of other beautiful fruits too. But it's not totally impossible to understand Priyei Tzadar as an esrog. So those, the Gemara never calls those Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's. Right? Those are Pirushim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Number two. Number three is the largest area, and that is all the halachas that are learned out from Drashas Chazal. Kal v'chomer, Gzeira Shava, Hekesh, Smichus. That's category three. That, by the way, is what's behind that machlokas and kitten that we quoted earlier. Right, there was a machlokas about which is bigger, Torah Shebechsav or Torah Shebal Peh. Right, so Belazar, I think it was, held Torah Shebechsav is bigger. What are you talking about? That's impossible. Torah Shebechsav is not bigger. Torah Shebechsav is tiny compared to Torah Shebal Peh. No, maybe the machlokas is, what do you consider this middle area, this third category? Is that called Torah Shebechsav or is that called Torah Shebal Peh? That's the machlokas. Everybody agrees that that's the biggest area. All the drushas chazal, that's shas. That's every daf of Gemara. The question is, how do you categorize that? Maybe that's called Torah Shebechsav because it's expanding on the psukim. But that is category three. So what do we have? Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu and Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. And all the drushas chazal, four and five, gzeros and takanos. Gzeros drabanan and takanos drabanan. That's also part of Torah Shebal Peh. So you see clearly, according to the Rambam, the Dinim Derabanan are one unit. It's all part of one unit, not only Torah Shebal Chav, not only Torah Shebal Peh, but included in Torah Shebal Peh are also the Dinim Derabanan, right? The Rambam says, there's lo sasur, there's an Issa Daraisa of not listening to the Rabbanan. If I don't listen to the Rabbanan, I'm violating an Issa Daraisa. That's the Rambam's famous sheet of lo sasur, which the Ramban and others wonder if that's true, then how do you ever have any differences between Dinim Daraisa and Dinim Derabanan? If every time I violated Dinim Derabanan, I also violated Daraisa, I'm not listening to the rabbis, and then how do you have the principle of Safi Derabanan Lakula? You never have a Derabanan. every Darabanan is like a Daraisa. Okay, that's a different topic. But Rav Soloveitchik reflected this also. He was once asked, after giving Shiurim for many years on Meseches Brachas and Meseches Megillah, somebody asked him, Rebbe, we've been discussing Dinim Darabanan for many, many years. Most of Brachas is Darabanan, besides Kriya Shema. But most of Brachas and Zimun and all the other Berachas HaNenin and Berachas Shevach and Meseches Megillah is mostly Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah. So have we been being Mevatel Torah Daraisa? We've been focusing on Din Drabanan? So of course not. Because Din Drabanan are part of the Chefsa Shel Torah Daraisa. It's part of the unit on a Daraisa level. And therefore, one has to recognize that inclusion. And there are many other Yesodos in Shas that reflect this. Just to quote one other, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'in Daraisa Tikkun. Whenever the Rabbanan try to make a Din Drabanan, they try to pattern it after a Din Daraisa. Why would they want to do that? This is a Din Drabanan, this is a Din Daraisa. The answer is because it's all part of one unit. It's all part of one unit. So you want to have parallel rules. Din Drabanan are also part of the Din Daraisa. So we have to appreciate the entire package of Torah. We touched on a number of parts of them. Kol Torah Kula is one unit. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, as is reflected in these dafim that we're going through. What's Muat, what's Merubah. But that's the reflection of these ideas. Okay, we'll stop here.